My name is Struan, and I am a tape artist.
How does an artist come to work with tape?
Well, I met Erica at art school many years ago, and she was working with an American called Mike, and together the three of us devised this art form. He was the first to pick up a roll of tape, but between us, and particularly on a tour of the states, of 40 states, way back in 1995, we really developed the art form and discovered all of its quirks and interesting aspects. And we discovered how to rip it down and create more detailed work, how to create narratives, particularly how to interact with community and work in hospitals, use it for teaching, all sorts of different aspects to it.
Wow, that's incredible. So you've been doing this for some years, and is it your only form of art, or do you still concentrate on other mediums as well?
Yes, we've been doing this on and off for 17, 18 years between us. We've had a family, so we've put it aside for a few years to concentrate on them.
Yeah.
But in the last few years, we've come back to it. As far as other media, Erica trained in printmaking and I trained in film, so I've been teaching film at Massey University, which I left a couple of years ago to concentrate on this.
Right. And how, when you tour around the country, obviously finding big spaces in which, because this is, I'm looking at a big dragon, and obviously the art is emerging here, so I've got a dragon and some folk, we've got some ladies that look like they're dancing, we've got a cauldron, there's a lot going on. How do you come up with the narrative? Do you use the same kind of story every time, or is it different?
It's definitely different every time we tailor our work to the particular time and place. Sometimes we have a vague idea and we may do a little bit of a sketch, but we keep things very open.
Right.
We like to keep things fluid so we can interact with people on the street, get their ideas, and ideas often come as we're working. Some of our ideas have changed already, and we can tailor the work for the time and place, and particularly for the people who Erica is particularly good at engaging and drawing on the wall too.
Yep. So you've been working on the dragon, Struan, and Erica, you've been working on the dancing ladies. I've been hearing from Struan how you've been doing this tape art for some time. And actually, earlier on, I was watching you kind of get a sense of perspective when you were working on one of the ladies that you're taping. Just talk to me about the process, how you kind of get that sense of perspective and what can go wrong in situations like this.
Well, the advantage here is that I'm able to use live models. So folk from Greytown have been my artist muse.
Right.
And although there are certainly some dancing ladies, if you look closely, there's some dancing men. It's just the long hair that you've had to look beyond. So it's cultural stereotypes, you know. And some of them are quite unexpected, like this character here that looks like a very youthful Pippi Longstockings is actually a 50-year-old woman who kind of said that she would like to be shown with that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And what I love is being able to take people into our fantasy worlds and realise it and custom it in a way that it is fulfilling something particular to that person.
Well, that's incredible. So really drawing what you see and who you're reacting with into your art, which is something that kind of exhibitions of, you know, already made works of art don't give you, do they, really? You can't step into that piece of work as a bystander often.
What is the strength, though, we believe about our work is that it's a performance and it is constantly live, and we value the performance and the process over having a finished product. People do ask us, you know, when is it going to be finished, but usually it is, you know, the thing of having it live on the wall is what we value above, you know, actually completion.
Once you've made your work of art, or you kind of call time on it, I understand that people can enjoy the experience of ripping it off. It's off the wall.
We see that as being a wonderful moment of collaborative catharsis, because people are actually able to do something which they never do, which is positively destroy art.
Yeah.
But more than that, you'll find that retracing the steps of our making is what you'll find your hands doing. So often it's as close as people get to making art.
Wow. Absolutely. I hadn't considered it like that. I think my brain, having two small children, was focused on the destruction side.
Often we have children and families come up and the parents say, no, don't touch the art. And we say, touch the art, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do like the non-elitist aspect of, you know, just drawing on the street and being very open about what we do and not sort of disguising it.
Well, actually, I found myself reaching out to it. I couldn't stop myself. I just wanted to touch the tape. Have you had to experiment with types of tape? Does some different types of tape work in certain situations?
The window within which we're working from a technical sense is quite narrow.
Yeah.
You know, tape that is sticky enough but not too sticky, and all of those elements. It's just this fine little line between possible and impossible. And sometimes I think the work is up there really through force of will.
Right. No super glue involved.
No super glue involved. Damn it, you're going to stay on that wall for the few moments we want to see it, and then down.
And where do you go next after Great Urn Arts Festival? Where are you heading off to next?
We have a Slow Grow project we've been working on for about 18 months, working with Gapfiller and Renew Brighton down in Christchurch.
Oh, fantastic.
We're really excited about it because it's a project where we're combining doing our own work, which will animate and draw energy and be like a people magnet to a space they're trying to encourage people to revitalise by coming and frequenting.
Yep, yep.
But the second element that probably is the one that we're more interested in at the moment is that we're passing our skills on to local artists, most of whom have never worked in the street.
Right.
Helping them to get up the skills and confidence to work collaboratively in public, so that once we leave, a group of people have the means to continue to add energy and tell their stories in the street in their own communities, and that will be really rewarding. Probably heard that we were challenging people to guess what the dragon is doing.
Right, yep. Okay.
And if it is that you guess right, we ask people to promise to be quiet until we've done it.
Lovely.
If you came up with an idea that was richer than ours, we would do it instead of ours.
Okay.
And one person has already succeeded against all odds in actually capturing the essence and suggesting what it is we want to do.
Oh, have they? Oh, great.
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
Actually, it's one of your students.
Oh, there you are.
There you go.
Looking for that A+, I think.
Students.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you very much. I'm being really excited to see this, and it's been great to talk to you, and good luck for your project down in Christchurch. Thank you very much. So if you wouldn't mind, because I'm going to do a follow-up show on what this was all about.
Yep.
So what are you doing here today? What are you bringing to the Grey Town Arts Festival?
The Grey Town Arts Festival, there's a group of 9 poets going throughout the Grey Town area today giving out free poetry. We're putting it on in unusual places, and we're hoping to get a few more people along to the reading at 5 o'clock in the town hall. There's myself and Madeline that founded a poetry group, if you like, and Madeline has organised a poetry writers group as well. So
fantastic. And that operates in Martinborough or wider?
It operates in Martinborough on the last Monday of each month, and in Greytown on the second Monday of each month. So we've got the two to cover the travelling, because we're finding that a bit of a problem.
Yeah, but, yeah. Mm. And have you got a website?
No, we haven't as yet. No, it's just word of mouth. Okay. So if anybody wants to turn up, they can.
Okay, and your name is?
Simon Fleck.
Simon Fleck. And you work in Mitre 10. So if
yes,
there's
I
any
do.
Budding poets out there.
Come and see me.
Lovely.
Absolutely. Or contact Madeline.
Brilliant. Hello, Madeline.
Hello.
And so you're also part of this poetry group. Is this the guerrilla poetry?
Yes. So we're putting on 2 events at the Arts Festival. So for Saturday afternoon, we're handing out poems and taping poems and clipping, safety pinning poems to various places. We put one on the Marilyn Monroe statue, but don't tell anyone.
Oh, thank goodness.
I had nothing to do with that.
She's been wanting something like that to happen to her for quite some time.
She wanted some company,
didn't she?
And then at 5 o'clock, we have a free performance with 9 writers.
Right.
At the town hall.
Our next poet lives in Wellington, Tim Jones. He writes poetry, short stories, novels. He's won awards for his work, for his anthology of science fiction, and he won the Janet Frame Memorial Award.
I didn't really think I had a poem that in a metaphorical level dealt with the issue of the last piece, so I chose to go with one that literally dealt with it instead. This one's from my second collection, All Black's Kitchen Gardens, and it is called Death Gets Wheels. Near dusk, the sun draws blades of light across the ridge. Death in a ball gown is climbing slowly to the peak. Mum, Dad, the kids race past in their SUV with the mother of all picnics. They park on the topmost crag, nowhere to go but down, and lay out the food on the tailgate. What a spread. They're too full to watch where they put their feet. And so there's plenty left for the final guest at the feast. Death hitches up his skirts, sits between the cooling engine and the cooling air, dangles metatarsals over nothing. He takes morsels with a smile. When night comes, he is sitting there, poised and reflective, a smear of camembert descending from his jaw.
And what's the response been like when you've handed people a piece of poetry? Have some people wanted to engage and some people wanted to run away? What's it been like?
It's been pretty positive so far. Most people are I think they think we're a couple of maybe religious people. I shouldn't say nutters on air. That's
I can
bad,
edit that.
Religious people that I don't know. You know, but that's pretty positive so far. So.
Oh, that's great. And what kind of projects are you personally working on at the minute in terms of your poetry? Do you just kind of tinker all the time? Is it?
Personally, I'm working on a CD. I'm putting it to music at the moment. So with another couple of artists. And maybe a book in the pipeline as well.
And what about you, Madeline?
I just moved to the Wairarapa from 25 years in Hong Kong. So
wow,
I put out a few books in Hong Kong, but
yeah.
So I'm not sure what I'm doing here yet.
Okay.
I mean, I'm always writing something, but see what it develops into.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. Thank you very much.
If
you don't mind, I'll, he can go away. I'll bring this along at 5 o'clock.
Meanwhile, over at the Blind Dining Experience...
Some kind of bruschetta.
Yeah, it's
bruschetta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like with cured meat.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't got to the meat.
Is it quite a different experience eating with the blindfold on?
It is. It's wonderful. And I think like your fingers get a lot of information as well. Like,
Wow. Kind of like micro greens or something on top, eh?
It looks delicious, if I can let you know that. It really does. You're making me feel quite hungry.
Oh, it tastes lovely.
How did you not get to it?
Yeah.
Surely you can just steal it off somewhere.
I could,
else.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. That's a good idea. You're eating fresh air. What does that feel like?
Yeah, exactly. No one knows.
I'm the lady from the radio station.
Oh, hello.
How are you enjoying your blind dining experience?
Well, it's very delicious. It's we've identified two flavours.
And they would be...
And the sun-dried tomato, and I think this olive, is also some sort of sliced meat, like salami, although salami's a bit stronger, isn't it?
It's a meat, not a sausage, I think.
And you're finding the experience quite different from eating when you've got your eyes wide open?
Absolutely. There are no distractions whatsoever, of course, as it was in
your mouth. You two are quietly getting on with your dinner, and I've come to bother you. How are you finding your blind dining experience?
Oh, brilliant. It's just really good fun. It's so weird, though. It's like...
Have you sense what it is? This missing a secret, like, so we can win.
It's like funny that you go by feel also rather than just taste.
Yeah.
So you kind of feel everything too.
Yeah, yeah.
Very strange.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No. First blind tasting.
But maybe not your last.
Yeah.
No.
It's good fun.
It's really good fun. Yeah, it's really weird, but good fun.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You.
Cheers. Bye bye. Festival. It's a very breezy day but very sunny, and I'm looking at the Tape Art Dragon which has now been completed. Stuart and Erica are just putting the final touches. I've just seen him construct a bird out of tape quicker than I could even draw a stick man. So I'm completely and utterly impressed with these guys. So the dragon is blowing bubbles for what looks like an enormous party. People who are dancing and singing and carrying bubble mixture to a huge cauldron. And it's just sublime. I've never seen bubbles look so bubbly.
Seems like an act of destruction, but for many of you, it might be as close as you get to walking in the footpath of our creation. So as you're taking it down, look at how it was made. It's quite a fun process. It's nice.
How
to
does
do
it feel, Shara?
I feel a bit sad about taking the bubbles down.
Yeah, oh, I know, the bubbles were particularly beautiful, they were.
And actually, amazing when you see every little bit of tape to make the little, you know, reflective thing that made the bubble look so good from a distance. It's
yeah.
Like, it must have taken them a long time.
Absolutely.
Amazing, really.
Oh. Will you be keeping your tape as a memento?
I'm wondering about that. Yeah. I am a bit of a hoarder, but I'm thinking no. I need to let it go. Let it be free.
Thank you. And how did you end up... Were you just passing and saw what they were doing?
We were passing and we got talking to the lady, and after about 20 minutes she asked if I wanted to be the first person she did up on the wall. And
so you were the first?
Yeah, she had done all the other ones, but they weren't particularly people.
Right.
I was the first real person that she put up on the wall.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then the next morning we came up and she's done... my daughter as well.
Oh,
so.
Well, beautiful. That's lovely. And your name is?
Rebecca Lister.
And your daughter?
Ellie Lister.
Hello, Ellie. I think you've thoroughly enjoyed yourself, haven't you? Hello. I know that you're up here.
Yep.
Are you ripping yourself off the wall?
Yes, right now. What's left of me is...
easing yourself off.
Yes. The main thing is my hair's still fine in both places. So
I think that's important.
I'm quite happy with that. I'm not sure how I'm going to get the rest down, though.
How does it feel to kind of be pulling off a work of art off the wall?
I don't know. I feel a bit sad because it was so cool, but it's still good fun.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
It looks amazing, but it can't stay up, and I guess it's best to pull it down now before it starts kind of wearing in the weather and looking less than it should.
And your character, because you juggle, don't you?
Yep, I've been outside the town hall for the last few days.
Wow,
yep.
Juggling furiously.
Yep.
And so you were depicted juggling?
Doing fire poi, so.
Wow.
Which I'd been doing at the nights, so we had the swinging poi's with the fire on the end of them.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
the flame off one of them's left.
Yes. And will you keep some of the tape, do you think, as a memento?
Oh, I don't know. I'm looking at how big a tape ball I can make out of it.
Maybe a new kind of juggling.
Yeah. Juggle what's left of myself from a mural.
That's right. It's existential on so many levels. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Dan Carlisle.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much.
No worries.